Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. Today, Chandu, master of illusion, offers you one of his mysterious and amazing tricks. Chandu calls this trick the Assyrian Money Changer, and it changes pennies into dimes. You want this trick? Want to mystify and entertain your friends? Want to be a magician just like Chandu? All right. Get that White King box top, send it with a quarter, straight to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your first Chandu magic trick by return mail. What fun you'll have saying, "See this penny? I lay the penny on the table. Now I cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot," I say. Then remove the block and the penny's gone. Now it's a silver dime. The trick is easy. So easy a child can do it. But it is clever. So clever it is very hard to detect. Start your collection of magic tricks right now with Chandu's Assyrian Money Changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and a White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. Frank Chandler is still searching the old castle for the intruder Betty and Bob had seen on the stairs earlier when Nicholas Karowitz, formerly Prince Nicholas, drops in unexpectedly. Before Chandler returns, Bob Regent questions Nicholas about his friend Dimitri. Nicholas scoffs at the intimation that Dimitri may possess supernatural secrets, and Bob himself does not realize that he has fallen under the influence of Dimitri's malign black magic. Later, alone with Chandler, Nicholas admits a growing distrust of his friend Dimitri, and Chandler warns him that Dimitri and Jan Metsos, the foreign minister, have planned Nicholas's death. And, waiting only for the door to close behind Nicholas, Betty runs downstairs. In her hand is a small figurine, which they all recognize with dismay. Chandu, the magician.
It is black magic, isn't it, Uncle Frank?
It is indeed. The Egyptian priestess from the temple under the Sphinx.
Oh, put it down, dear.
Give it to me, Betty.
Oh, Uncle Frank.
You don't have to look at it again.
But how could it have got into Betty's room?
If it was there all the time, why didn't I see it before?
Well, where was it, Bess? Where'd you find it?
On the little table beside my bed.
Oh. Well, it could have been there for days. Those rooms are dark even in the daytime. Oh,
she lighted the candle on that table when we went up to dress. I waited to make sure there was no one in there.
Well, it couldn't have been there then, Dot.
You don't think one of the servants could...
No, I don't. Betty and Bob did see someone down here on the stairs. How he got in and out, I don't know, but...
Why should anyone leave that horrible little image in Betty's room?
Because he knew I'd recognize it, whether Betty did or not.
It must have been Dimitri.
Oh, no,
we'd have known him.
It wasn't Dimitri.
Well, how do you know? Well,
he's much more subtle than that. I wouldn't be surprised if he'd suggested it, though. He'd think it was very funny.
Funny?
Dorothy, have you forgotten what we saw in the crystal the other night?
You mean Najee and the man that looked like Dimitri?
No, you and Bob didn't see it. I mean Dimitri alone, Dorothy.
Of course I haven't forgotten it.
Well, then you ought to know. If he sent this image here, he's counting on it to terrify all of you.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, he's done it.
Such images are used all over the world as a medium for the forces of black magic.
Oh, Frank, throw it away. Do something about it.
It's just a little figure carved out of alabaster.
Oh, I see that.
Dorothy, it can't hurt you unless you allow it to. Nothing evil can.
Oh, I should know that by this time, but I...
The evil's only in the minds of men who've kept it alive for thousands of years. Look, Betty, the figure's gone.
Why, Uncle Frank, did you magic it?
Well, not at all. I dropped it in my pocket. You won't see it again.
I guess I was silly to be so scared.
I still don't see how anybody could have got away from us so fast.
Let's just be glad he didn't get what he came for.
Huh?
Dorothy, where's that book?
What book?
The one I found in the old library. with the plan of the castle in it. We were looking at it when Carter Mason sent for me. Dot, it's still here, isn't it?
Well, I suppose so.
Oh, sure it is. I put all those books in the chest when you picked up the crystal. Here it is.
Oh, let's have it, Bob. Careful, it's brittle.
What makes you think this map is what that man wanted?
Jan Metzos is the one who wanted. Now, let's see.
Uncle Frank! It was Mr. Metzos I saw in the attic, wasn't it?
I don't see how it could have been, Betty.
Well, you said yourself that man had both his arms, Betts, and Mr. Metzos only has one.
I've been through all those rooms. And those. You see, Dot, Metzos is worried because Dimitri won't go back to Paris. He thinks Dimitri may be getting secret instructions over Metzos' head.
Oh, but he rules this country like a dictator.
And dictators have been known to fall off their perches. I wonder. Ah, there it is.
What, Uncle Frank?
The part of the castle we didn't know about. The cellars.
Well, I don't see anything.
Well, there's nothing to see, especially, Betty. Those are the underground rooms where disgruntled men have plotted for generations. Metzos wants to know who's plotting there now. Well, that's that.
Oh, are you going down there? Oh, let's all go.
Oh, not before dinner. It's almost 8 o'clock.
No, not tonight. I was going to the mountain tomorrow, but I think I'll put it off. I'll just go down and call on Jan Metzos tomorrow morning. It's very good of you to see me, Mr. Metzos. I know how busy you are.
I am only sorry. My duties have kept me from becoming better acquainted with you and your family, Mr. Chandler. Please to sit down.
Thank you. I must apologize for taking up your time with the very trivial matter.
Believe me, I am consulted when the goats in the streets make too much noise.
I'm sure you are.
Tell me, is the ghost walking in that castle of yours?
Well, if so, we haven't seen him. Or is it a lady? You see, my young niece and nephew have very little to do until their tutor arrives. So they've been exploring all the unused rooms. You can imagine the odd things they've turned up.
In Sistova Castle, they might find anything.
Secret stairways and dusty old library with books and papers scattered about as if a high wind had blown through the place. You know, the castle must have quite a history.
By the way, Mr. Chandler.
Yes?
Is it true a man was found, what is your word, loitering in the garden up there a few days ago?
You are well informed. You must mean Gomez.
You know his name?
Oh, I know what he said it was. He wasn't there long.
You handed him over to the police, I hope.
Oh, no.
You should have.
But he'd done nothing. As far as we know, he wasn't inside the house.
Then where is he?
Oh, please don't worry about him, Mr. Metzos. I sent him away.
But he has not been seen in Lubova.
He's probably left the country. As I was saying...
Mr. Chandler, this country is not like yours. Here a man must account for himself. This Gomez cannot be here one moment and not here the next.
Well, if you're interested, why don't you find out how he got into the country? If he's here illegally, someone may be hiding
him. Impossible. You are certain he is not in the castle somewhere?
No, not certain. It's possible, I suppose.
You mean to say you have found others there? Strangers?
Oh, you refer to that, I'm sure. No, what we found is an old plan of the castle.
So, you have it with you?
Yes, it's here somewhere. You must have come away without it. Well, it doesn't matter. The point is...
Mr. Chandler, I will come to the point myself.
Do you know of this plan, Mr. Metzos?
I know of it. So let us speak frankly.
By all means.
You have been a man of some importance to your government for many years.
Oh, you're mistaken, I'm sure.
In such things, I am never mistaken. Now you are sent in a minor capacity to this small country. Naturally, we wondered why, so we inquired. Our intelligence service is small, but it is efficient.
I see.
You should have expected it. A man of your experience.
Oh, I can't say I'm too much surprised. Well?
Sit down, Mr. Chandler. I've not finished.
I should report to my counsel. And by the way, he has no idea why I'm here.
Excellent. Excellent.
I beg your pardon?
Most Americans talk too much, even in matters not to their credit. You do not. That is good.
Well, if you'll excuse me now...
What kind of game do you think you are playing?
You said you knew.
Sit down.
Very well.
You come here pretending you think this plan of the castle is nothing, a plaything. When I invite you to speak frankly and tell you I know you were sent here as a punishment.
What?
I am too blunt for you, eh? I know you are in disgrace with your government, or you would be in London or Paris. Now, will you listen?
Well, yes, of course. You're amazing, Mr.
I told them in the beginning there was only one way to deal with you. I was right.
You told them?
Naturally. They sent those clumsy fools who tried to bribe you in Paris. But that is past.
Water over the dam. What now?
I am making plans, Mr. Chandler. I do not ask what you have done in America, that you are banished.
It really doesn't matter, does it?
No. I cannot say just when I will need you, but it will be soon.
Would you expect me to resign my appointment here?
Not at all. You will be much more valuable if you do not.
I understand.
So, I shall want that plan at once.
I'll bring it to you. And you won't need to send anyone else to search the place now.
You knew of that?
Oh, yes.
You will not be troubled again. I will send a guard.
Soldiers? Please don't.
It could be explained. The castle is isolated. Your sister is afraid.
I'd rather you didn't, thanks. For one thing, it might call attention to our friendship.
The time will come when that would no longer be... But you are right. We shake hands on our agreement.
Excuse me, Miss Metzo.
So?
It's a superstition of mine not to shake hands. Bad luck.
Every man has his weakness. I will not insist.
Thank you. Goodbye, Mr. Mitzos. I'm sure our arrangement will be a great help to us both.
Would you like to be a magician? Would you like to mystify your friends with magic tricks? Chandu the magician has a magic trick for you. Chandu calls it the Assyrian money changer. It changes pennies into dimes. And we'll send it to you for just 25 cents and a White King box top. This trick is fascinating. Listen. You lay a penny on the table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, you say. Then remove the block. Now the penny's gone, and you see a bright, shining silver dime instead. Wonderful, isn't it? And it's so simple, you can do it not once, but again and again and again. Your friends will never catch on. Now to get Chandu's Assyrian money changer, just mail 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.